It's Eric Collins hanging out. We have special guests in the studio. This is very cool. These guys are invading the Tasmanian embassy tonight.
Oh, my God.
The Spin Doctors. What's shaking, guys?
How much?
We're shaking. We're tired.
We've been on the road for so long. We drank so much coffee. We're shaking like crazy.
So, the record, Pocket Full of Kryptonite. I love the title. How'd you come up with that?
It's a line from one of the songs on the record.
Jimmy Olsen's Blues,
yeah,
right?
That's right. It's a turnaround line.
We have a habit of titling our things after lines and songs or titles of songs.
Step right up to that mic, son.
Well, I'm trying to, but there's so many of us around it.
Yeah.
Now,
Spin Doctors is a cool name, too. Any story behind the doctors? If it's like bed spin doctors, I could have used you guys this morning.
No, it's not. It's any kind of spin doctors you like. It's inspired by the political spin doctors, but we're our own spin doctors. I mean, you can...
How'd you guys hook up with Epic?
They hooked up with us. We were playing in the clubs in New York for quite a while, and eventually somebody from Epic came down, and they kept coming back and whatnot, mm-hmm. and we started talking, and they kind of dug our whole scene, and now you're gonna put 3D glasses on me. Oh man, I'm dizzy.
Weird, aren't they?
Yeah, now I'm a real spin doctor.
I'm spinning.
And they, we sort of got together after a while. It wasn't an immediate thing, but. No, we're pretty happy now, actually. They're treating us all right.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like the promotion on the record is pretty healthy.
Yeah, it's good. We've been working real hard, too.
Yeah.
We've been touring our brains out for the last year and a half.
Yeah,
up to this point, I think it's been based on us really working hard. But now that I guess they're noticing that people are enjoying it, they're really kicking in, doing a lot for us, which is cool. So we thank all them.
Get some radio airplay kicking in.
Yeah.
And, of course, the touring is the most important thing.
Yeah, and that's something that we're doing better and better with every passing day.
Now, I caught you guys down in Ithaca a couple of times.
Yeah.
at the Haunt and places like that.
Oh, yeah, seen us there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You guys are always a lot of fun. And it seems to me, you guys might not agree with this at all, but Second Step, Urban Blight, Blues Traveler, you guys... Mm-hmm. All coming up from the city, all have dance vibes going on the shows, and it's just always a kick in time. Do you guys hang out with those bands? Do you feel any type of bond between you guys?
No, we've done a lot.
How's that work?
We've done a lot of, shows with the Blues Traveler and stuff, and we're both from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think we played with Urban Blight once, right?
No, a couple times
maybe.
We
don't really know those guys personally too well, but they're
like
a good band.
They're an older New York band, actually.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah, we're friends with the Traveler and that, and we used to play at the same, we started at the same club, the Nightingale Bar in New York City.
And actually, what is his name? John blows harp on one of the album cuts, right, or two?
Two, yeah, Off My Line and More Than She Knows.
Mm.
Yeah.
He sings as well.
He's such an amazing harp player.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah, he's a really great harp player.
Mm.
Not too many people can play a harp like that.
He's a sicko, definitely.
one of the two.
Both. Why don't we spin one of these tracks? You guys have a few more minutes to bullshit?
Sure.
Yeah,
all right, great.
Can you say that on the radio?
No. Little Miss can't be wrong. Spin Doctor. KGB. all right. KGB FM, the Spin Doctors at the Tasmanian Embassy tonight. And the whole damn band is here, too.
Yeah.
Somebody called me up earlier in the evening and said, what kind of music do the Spin Doctors play? And... I gave my pat answer for a question like that.
What did you tell him?
I said they're a flavor band.
Oh, cool.
Flavor of the day.
You like that? So how would you guys describe it? I mean, we just played a track.
We're a rock and roll band. In the broadest sense of the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We're a rock and roll band in the broadest sense of the word. Broadest sense of the word. That would include funk and blues and this sort of thing, too. Sometimes we, stretch out and jam a lot, and sometimes... We don't do as much of that, but we're definitely a rock and roll band.
Songs. We're all about songs, I think. Like, when we first got together, we wanted to play people's favorite songs, songs that, people would like or identify with or remember.
We were all from different backgrounds, and we didn't know any of the same covers, so we had to write some tunes.
So Chris and Eric, you guys met at New School of Jazz in the city?
And Aaron, too.
Yeah, and Aaron.
And Aaron
too.
As well.
And
all three of us.
Yeah, that's where I met Popper also.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We were all going there. It's on Fifth Avenue and 14th Street, and we all got out of there for various bands, and this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a cool place. It was a good place to be inspired to get out of and play music, you know, live. Because yeah. that's what you know, when anything that claims to be a music school teaches you how to play music, and then the irony is that you're sitting in a school, you know, and you're not out playing music. So we got out and decided we should play some music.
Yeah. Now, did you guys always want to be in a rock and roll band at that point, or were you more jazzers at that point?
I've been in many rock and roll bands before this one, and but we all shared a love of the music. The blues and the music is really what jazz is, although that's not what a lot of people would say, but that's really, I think we're all, you know, we all love the music, and that's why we were there. And Mark loves the music, and that's why he wasn't there.
He came along a couple months later. Uh-huh. We couldn't find anybody bitching enough.
Right, that's true.
Now
until we found Mark.
It's complete, yeah. We're all very happy.
Yeah, we all looked around that first gig that we had Mark. We said,
yeah,
this is the combo,
time,
man.
The first time we played together, it clicked. The very, very first time.
Yeah.
And we all looked at each other and said,
this is the combo, man.
Well, the album's terrific. The album's terrific.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Tasmanian Embassy tonight.
Yeah,
Tasmanian Embassy.
I want the people to know that we had to throw rocks at this window to get this man to let us in.
go away, spin doctors.
All right, man.
No, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, what, thank you.
And what tune do you want to hear off your album before we go?
Let's hear Two Princes.
I was hoping you'd say that.
All right.
Let's hear it twice.
Blue Dolphin.
Blue Dolphin, yeah. You put that one on. Not on the record.
Two Princes from the Spin Doctors playing at the Taz tonight. KGB FM.
Right. Thanks, Eric.